Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our Midday Futures Report. Well, the grain markets are mostly, in fact, many markets are in green today. We only have silver and copper and crude oil weaker. Now, it's interesting because crude oil continues to weaken, and, of course, you know, there is a little bit of a tie back from crude oil to corn, mainly because of ethanol. I think it's rather interesting that Walmart is planning on putting in E15 pumps at their gas station facilities. And they're doing eight locations in Iowa. And can't think, there's another state where they're doing one. And if they go well, they're going to be doing more of them. MAPCO also has, I want to say, around 300 locations throughout the country, and they are putting in E15 pumps at every location. That's a biggie, and that's fabulous news, was released yesterday. In the meantime, the market's kind of flirting a little bit higher on corn, was lower on Chicago wheat, but has since bounced back, and the KC wheat is also being a little bit on the stronger side. We should also note that March oats reached $4 today and isn't sitting much farther from that, but oats have been in a bull trend and getting extremely close in price to corn. There was an old saying from the 70s, oats knows. And, of course, there's another old saying, up Monday, up Tuesday, up every day of the week except one for soybeans. And so far, it appears it's trying hard to make today be the low day. Fridays have tended to show a little enthusiasm, so we shall see. But the big thing will be a down day today might give us a little bit of a bounce to take another look at our highs of today. But if we close higher today, then I would look for tomorrow to be reversed and down as traders look at a long weekend. But with heat in Argentina, they may be a little apprehensive to go short. Still, we're into a very important time window. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.